There are 445 patients in Ontario intensive care units with COVID-related critical illness, according to the latest update from the province, published February 10. Of the ICU patients, 283 are on ventilators because of COVID-19. Today's update also includes 44 deaths, which have all occurred in the last month. Limited testing has captured 3,201 new cases included in the latest report. New case counts no longer reflect COVID-19 transmission in the province, as testing is reserved nearly exclusively for hospitalized patients and residents and staff at high-risk congregate settings. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,064,604 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 1,023,420 recoveries and 11,988 deaths. The February 10 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Cases 44 new deaths that occurred in the last month, 4,143 recoveries since yesterday's report. Among the new cases confirmed today are 425 unvaccinated people, 131 partially vaccinated people, and 2,159 fully vaccinated people. 486 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. The 7-day average incidence rate for cases is 20 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 15 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 17.5 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. Hospitalizations: 1,897 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. Of those hospitalized and positive for COVID, about 56% were admitted because of COVID and 44% were admitted for other reasons but also test positive for COVID-19. Included in the hospitalized patients are 400 unvaccinated, 79 partially vaccinated, and 961 fully vaccinated people. There are 445 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID-related illnesses, and 406 of them remain COVID positive. There are 283 COVID patients on ventilators because of COVID-related critical illness. Among the patients in the ICU are 119 unvaccinated, 14 partially vaccinated, and 165 fully vaccinated people. Vaccination: about 84% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario is fully vaccinated, about 11.8 million people. More than 6.6 million people in Ontario have had three doses of a COVID vaccine. 11% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing: provincial labs processed 22,417 tests yesterday, resulting in an 11.2% positivity rate. There are 9,103 tests still being processed. Northern Ontario: in the north, there are 168 people with COVID-19 in hospital, down from 183 yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 28 people in ICU with the virus, down from 29 yesterday, and 11 people on ventilators, down from 12 yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 4,189 cases, 555 known active cases, and 21 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,175 cases, 209 known active cases, and 8 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 4,640 cases and 402 known active cases. There are 26 hospitalizations and one person in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 52% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 10,110 cases and 613 known active cases. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There are 46 COVID-positive patients at Health Sciences North, including 7 in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 56% have a booster. Timiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 1,086 cases, 57 known active cases, and 5 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,754 cases and 248 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 96% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 88% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 59% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 7,441 cases, 310 known active cases and 51 hospitalizations, including 14 people in ICU. The health unit is only updating data Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.